This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a show of unity, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have met in Beijing as Moscow's deteriorating relationship with the West has pushed the countries to a more robust relationship, including business and a new gas and oil pipeline from Russia to China. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin via a translator on Al Jazeera.
The world has undergone unprecedented changes and a pandemic in the last century. Sino-Russian relations have withstood the test of various storms.
Deep historical traditions of friendship and mutual understanding have allowed us to take our relations to the next breakthrough level.
More and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th. Iowa says it's moving past the pandemic and will manage COVID-19 like other infectious illnesses. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get a border crisis update.
States along the U.S. southern border with Mexico continue to see a flow of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving there in hopes of being allowed to stay. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox Business to describe what illegal immigrants are doing as they cross into his state.
Folks cross over, they get apprehended, they surrender, and it's very casual. They come across, they all have cell phones, they're live streaming or FaceTiming back home, telling people they get there, and in other sectors along Tucson sector, these are the people in camo carrying drugs. So it's out of control.
The Biden administration continues to argue that addressing the root causes of migration will reduce the flow of illegal immigrants arriving at the U.S. southern border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As Washington and Moscow continue to trade verbal assessments, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby Thursday from the lectern shores up America's stance on Russian posturing.
Unusual military activities near the Ukrainian border, including in Belarus, and consulting extensively with our transatlantic allies and partners. The department continues to support diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation. Now, as the president has said, even as we continue to prioritize diplomacy and dialogue, we must also increase readiness. In support of its obligations to the security and defense of NATO and the security of its citizens abroad, at the direction of the President and following recommendations made by Secretary Austin, the United States has taken steps to heighten the readiness of its forces at home and abroad so that they are prepared to respond to a range of contingencies, including support to the NATO response force if it is activated. As you have heard me describe many times, our commitment to the security of NATO allies and our Article 5 commitment are ironclad. As the President has also made clear, the United States will act firmly in defense of its national interests in response to actions by Russia that harm us, our allies, our partners. As part of that commitment, the Department of Defense maintains significant combat-capable forces forward in Europe to deter aggression and enhance the alliance's ability to defend allies and defeat aggression if necessary.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And guess what? Yes, Leroy Murdoch is with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Leroy, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I think a little bit better than Jen Psaki, who's doing everything she can to clean up every aisle of mess that she creates for herself. And, you know, it's like the screw tape letters, if you remember that series. It's unbelievable. They say things, whether it's Joe Biden and her, I think that the disease of Joe Biden has spread onto her as well. And then they come back and want us to believe something that they didn't say and say, well, you just took it out of context. Well, how do you take something out of context when you hear them word for word say what it is that they said?
Well, I guess the context changed to match the circumstances. I guess maybe that's how that goes. Maybe you're referring to her comment about sort of laughing at the notion that Democrats are soft in crime. And what does that even mean? And a lot of people I know that have been upset. Certain police groups are asking for apologies. And to say this right at the time when we are having these massive funerals for two cops who were shot and killed. Here in New York City, one, I believe, age 22, one age 27, you know, cut down at the prime of their lives. And the streets of Fifth Avenue in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral just completely filled wall to wall, sidewalk to sidewalk with
the men and women in blue
uniforms. I mean, thousands and thousands. Mm. And her response is, oh, soft on crime, what does that even mean? And I think that there's a huge opportunity for Biden here, who is so far down to the polls and completely lost independence, lost Hispanics. His black support said, I believe, 57%. Any Democrat who goes below 80% black support is in huge trouble. He ought to get up and give a speech about crime, acknowledge what a huge problem it is, concede that the Democrats and their policies of defund the police, demoralize the police, demonize the police, bail reform, or really bail illumination, essentially, is what it is. And then these far-left prosecutors like Chesa Boudin in San Francisco, George Gascon in Los Angeles. Here in New York, we've got this brand-new guy named Alvin Bragg, who nobody seems to like. And say, look, you know, this stuff is crazy. You know, this go-hug-a-criminal policy has backfired. We now have, I think it's 16 different Democrat-run cities, which in 2021 saw their highest number of murders ever. All records broken. Record-breaking levels of homicide in cities run by Democrats. And by not getting up and say, look, that's not what we Democrats believe. If it is what we believe, we got to change the beliefs. The bodies are piling up. Many of the bodies happen to be minority bodies, black bodies. And the same party that claims to be the party that looks after the best interests of blacks and Hispanics is supervising a collapse of the criminal justice system that's leading to a huge spike in the number of black and Hispanic cadavers. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, slower income growth or, you know, less economic opportunity. We're talking about dead bodies in caskets. I mean, this doesn't get any more serious, any more life and death than that. And if Biden got up and basically denounced these left-wing prosecutors – told George Soros to stop funding them, and basically said we need to turn the page and go back to law and order and go back to fighting criminals and keeping people alive rather than stuffing them into coffins as quickly as possible. I think you'd see a huge bounce back in his support, and I think a lot of people would give him a second chance.
Not very likely, though. I don't see that happening. He's so ideologically fixed.
Exactly.
Sadly.
And then I woke up.
Was that before or after the alarm? Exactly. But I'm with you. I mean, we can wax poetic and say, here we are. And this is what people need to understand. We're trying to save the republic. You know, at the end of the day, I got to tell you, I thought I prayed a lot for Barack Obama. I find myself praying for the Bidens and praying for our country, that there would be some revelation, some reason that would enter into his consciousness, whatever is remaining, to where he could pivot and save his presidency, save our country. Because the thing is, we're not operating onto an island into ourselves. The decisions he's making, they're affecting us. I mean, they are creating all kinds of pain. I mean, it's like, I was sharing with somebody else. I saw a tweet the other day from a gal that said, I want the return of mean tweets and full shelves at the grocery store.
Yes, we've learned it's like you put trade off, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Barack Obama said elections have consequences. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're living them out, and it looks like we're going to have three more years, red wave or not, of this kind of insanity. And look what's happening. I mean, here we are. We're on the verge, potentially, if you listen to the Biden administration, we're on the verge of World War III here, DeRoy. And the NATO partners, France and even Ukraine is saying, Joe Biden, don't even say anything. Just go be quiet. Go bother people and go chase mandates or do whatever you need to do in America. Don't come here to the Ukrainian border. You're making things unnecessarily worse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got this real problem overseas. Who knows what's going to happen with us vis-a-vis the Russia-Ukraine situation. We've got NATO not exactly falling into line, if you will. Germany, which is the biggest NATO power in the United States, they seem completely disengaged. They've done exactly what a bunch of us predicted would happen with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that would act basically like a heroin-filled syringe. And the pusher behind the German junkie is Vladimir Putin. And they're basically doing what they need to get their next fix of natural gas, which is don't oppose the Kremlin and don't get involved in this Ukrainian business. And that's exactly what we said would happen when Biden decided in his brilliance to lift the sanctions on the Nord Stream pipeline and allow that thing to be built, while at the same time, of course, killing the Keystone pipeline in its very first afternoon as president of the United States. So you've got that mess. You still have the supply chain situation not getting better, getting worse. I believe the number of freighters floating off the coast of Long Beach and Los Angeles is now higher than ever. I think that's 130 boats I heard recently. The price of
did they move all the homeless people in L.A. for the Super Bowl onto those containers, maybe just to get them out of the way? They could probably occupy them out there, right?
Yeah, that'd be something, right? Yeah. And then the price of shipping one of those containers from the West Coast to the East Coast, it used to be $3,000 to ship one of those containers back east. That's $12,000 I just saw today. That's quadruple. Wow. Now, how do you quadruple a major price of a container without the...
So are the coyotes at the southern border, are they, re-engineering their business model now to get involved in the container shipping business? I mean, $12,000, that's better than an illegal immigrant across the border.
Yeah, probably is, exactly. I mean, these guys, they've got the money to diversify. They might just do that. And
I think it's time for them to diversify their portfolio. This might be an excellent opportunity for them as well.
Well, give you a sense of, you mentioned the cartels. I looked at the amount of money that they made in last year. As I vaguely recall, I think it was about between $5 and $6 billion, just based on how many people are coming across and what they pay. I may be off on that number, but anyway, it was almost exactly the same amount of money in corporate revenue as the Harley-Davidson Corporation. So the cartels down there bringing people across the border are as big financially as the Harley-Davidson Harley-Davidson Corporation. That's how big an operation those guys have down there. And it's only getting bigger with Biden letting more and more people come across.
I'm going to say, Joe Biden been very, very good for the cartels.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues. DeRoy is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, the soft on crime issue and Jen Psaki's statement The thing, lest we forget, because this is what the Democrats are good, and you and I talked about this. They're actually 10-degree black belts in deflection. So they're able to get something that so obviously belongs to them, whether it's slavery, you know, just go on down the historical line of abuses and human abuses that the Democratic Party has been, aligned with. And the soft on crime issue, of course, what they do is they deflect it to the Republicans. And it was so egregious that Pinocchios were flying out of the editorial rooms at rapid speed. It was unbelievable.
No, absolutely. And the Democrat Party's inability to face fact and understand that this, let's be nice to criminals and let's be mean to the police and let's defund and all this sort of thing. You know, it, as the saying goes, you know, it's really cute until someone loses an eye. Well, it's really cute until the homicide rate breaks records in 16 Democrat-run cities. I mean, I can't think of any policy that has boomeranged so completely, so rapidly as the whole defund the police, demoralize the police, degrade the police initiative that the left launched pretty much around the time of the George Floyd riots, which was around roughly Memorial Day of 2020. So we're talking about 18 months roughly. And in 18 months, we've gone from the idea that if we just defunded the police, it would be like, just puppies and rainbows and things of beauty. Yeah. Congresswoman AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, said that it would be, quote, like a suburb if we just defunded the police. And boy, talk about overpromise and under delivery. Rather than seeing peace and harmony break out, you've got mass death. You've got mass murders climbing through the roof, carjackings. Shoplifting galore, even here, right here where I live. There's a Walgreens right at the corner of 4th Avenue, 14th Street. Twice I've been in there, another Duane Reade across the street, and they've had to go in and stop people. This happened maybe 4 or 5 nights ago. A guy's in the store, Duane Reade, with a shopping bag, I should say a trash bag, full of Pampers, Huggies, diapers. I guess he's going to steal them and go sell diapers somewhere. And they just stopped the guy and pulled the bag out of his hand and said, get out of here. And then 5 minutes later, somebody else came in and booted him out. And so this is going on everywhere. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And it's a result of the Democrats saying to criminals, hey, you're cool. We'll be nice to you. Cops, go away. We don't like you. Prosecutors, take the day off. And what do you see? Guess what? Mm-hmm. Crime skyrockets. Gee, what a shock.
Yeah. Well, just outside your window, like you say, I mean, you're sitting there. I mean, this is an incubator for all this. You've seen it happen. And it started when, the previous mayor decided that he should take off the 600 plainclothes police officers whose job one was to keep the guns off the street. And he took them off the street, you know, and this has been consistent with Democratic policies and this whole soft on crime, Democratic attorney generals, district attorneys and that sort of thing that have participated in, you know, in this change, in this really epic tsunami of liberalism that is killing our local communities. And this is going to stick with the Democrats, regardless of how much they try to lie about it, because the fact of the matter is, it's one thing when it happens in another city down the road, but it's, look at all these cities that it's happening. And like you say, it doesn't really matter until it's your family member that's involved here. And you tell me how many people, when they heard the wife of that fallen officer at St. Patrick's Cathedral lay out the complaint of not only her husband, but the rest of the men in blue, and I dare say the citizens who have been counting heretofore on police protection, I'll tell you, she captured the hearts of Americans across the country, DeRoy.
She absolutely did. It was very moving, very touching, very sad. They were only married, I think, a year, a few months, something like this, and it wasn't a very long marriage, and her husband's now dead. She's you don't hear the phrase 20-something widow. She's a 20-something widow. Thankfully, it's a phrase you don't hear often, but it does apply in this case. And this poor young man whose aspirations were to serve the city of New York where I live is now in a casket. And you can thank a lot of out-of-control criminals who've been emboldened. These people aren't shy. We just had a shooting here in New York about a week ago. Some guy walked into a hospital emergency room and opened fire. Imagine that, hospital emergency room. And I think we've reached the point here where if we have cops who are handcuffed, We have prosecutors who refuse to prosecute. We have some judges who are very happy to cooperate with those prosecutors and let these guys, in some occasion gals, run loose. And then we have some judges who want to lock them up, but they can't because they've got the bail reform laws and so forth that won't let them do it. We've reached a point where I think the only answer is now for law-abiding citizens to arm themselves. And if the criminals know that folks out there are packing heat, they're going to be a lot more cautious about doing things like shoving people on the subway, which is growing,
exactly,
a growing problem here in New York, robbing people, carjacking people, etc. I believe this happened just the other day. Somebody tried to carjack someone, and this guy pulled out a gun and shot him. And so he won't be carjacking anymore. Somebody went and tried to do a smash and grab somewhere in California. The owner whipped out a gun and the guy ran away. So this sort of thing provides, first of all, a deterrent to criminals so that they're more cautious about doing anything. And if they try to pull it, you've got people who are armed. And frankly, if that means they take them out and put these guys, take them off the planet so they're not a problem any longer to anybody, that's a huge public service. Imagine if, for example, this awful monster who drove over 68 people in Wisconsin.
Right.
He had literally a 50-page rap sheet. Imagine if one of his victims some time ago had taken a gun out and wasted him. You'd have 68 people alive and well in Wisconsin, and not 62 of them injured and 6 of them dead, which is where we are, because this guy got a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance, and eventually he took an SUV and drove over 68 people and killed 6 of them because nobody wanted to put him away. They just wanted to send him back on the street and let him go back to his criminal career. This is an awful situation. I think the only step left here is basically to arm the American people.
Yeah, what else? I mean, because, and DeRoy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, writes about this in greater detail in his Newsmax column. You can go to Newsmax.com, and it's very simple. The headline, "Want to Fight and Stop Crime? Arm Americans." Now, I know for some people, some liberals, oh, gosh, we're just going to give guns to everybody. You know, they don't understand how constitutional carry works, number one. Number two, the responsibility of gun owners. These are the ones that are practicing. I mean, they understand how serious it is that if you use your weapon and you send a round downrange, as they say, you own that round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an easy deal. I mean, to defend yourself in a shooting, you're talking a minimal amount of money in legal fees of around $10,000 to $12,000, DeRoy. So it's not like all of a sudden you're going to have the Wild West and people firing guns all over the place. Gun owners are a lot more responsible than that, and you insult them by thinking that that's going to be the reaction, because we already have incubators, states around our country, where constitutional carry is in effect. And to this, and to your very point, you don't find a lot of crazy pell-mell type of crime events because these perpetrators know, hey, I don't know if that guy's carrying or not. You know, what's my risk? Because guess what? These guys that do this, they pick on the vulnerable, and they don't want to have any bullets coming their way, right?
That's absolutely right. And you've found a very interesting phenomenon. A lot of these mass shooting episodes where, you know, 8, 10, 15, 20 people, whatever it is, get killed. There may be some exceptions to this, but almost always those are in either states or cities where you can't carry guns, or in some cases there'll be like a small neighborhood like Aurora, Colorado, I believe, where somebody went and shot up that movie theater maybe 4 or 5 years ago and killed, I think it was a dozen people or so. That town, I believe, or at least that theater, was a gun-free zone.
Gun-free zone. Oh,
when you go to a gun-free zone, you're more likely to be able to open fire and not everyone shoot back at you. You know, sort of a reverse or counter example. I believe in Texas, somebody went in and tried to shoot up a church. And as soon as he got his gun out, somebody saw that, stood up, opened fire, flattened that guy. End of story. That incident was over in about 3, 4, 5 seconds. Nobody got shot other than the perpetrator, and he's now in a box, not bothering anybody. And that's the model we got to follow.
Without a doubt. He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
Take care.
All
right, great talk to you. Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a show of unity, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have met in Beijing as Moscow's deteriorating relationship with the West has pushed the countries to a more robust relationship, including business and a new gas and oil pipeline from Russia to China. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin via a translator on Al Jazeera.
The world has undergone unprecedented changes and a pandemic in the last century. Sino-Russian relations have withstood the test of various storms.
Deep historical traditions of friendship and mutual understanding have allowed us to take our relations to the next breakthrough level.
More and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th. Iowa says it's moving past the pandemic and will manage COVID-19 like other infectious illnesses. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We can thank God for that, right? Still the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can count on that 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Lisa Anderson is with us, the host of Focus on the Family's The Boundless Show and director of Young Adults at Focus. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday to you.
It is, and great to have you with us talking about a topic that I was quite moved in a recent conversation that I had with Ray Comfort. You'd appreciate this. He wrote the book, How to Be Free from Fear of Death. Hmm. And interesting, in his conversation with people, and also according to statistics, 85% of people are afraid of death. And there's obviously a reason for that. We all have to deal with that issue and that question of our mortality. And some of us have to deal with it through the process of life, whether it's a favorite animal, a parent. This is the way of this world. We get birth, we get living, and we get death. And this is what happens. But, the topic that we're going to discuss is losing your parents at any age and at any stage of life is difficult. And you have a unique perspective that's not often discussed. So let's talk about it.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's one of those things, too, Bill, where, because I work with young adults all day, this is not something that is generally on their radar. Because when you're mm-hmm. in your teens and 20s, you're just kind of your whole life is ahead of you. Your parents and even your grandparents are still alive and relatively healthy. And so when we have this conversation, in fact, we talked recently about even talking about aging on the Boundless Show, which is kind mm-hmm. of a weird topic for 20-somethings.
Right.
But the fact is, that's something that's universal to us all and we're all going to experience. aging and death. And for me, I my dad got cancer when I was in my late 20s, and at 30, I lost my dad. And none of my peers had experienced one of my friends had lost a mom to breast cancer, but otherwise none of my peers had walked through that yet. And it was a very lonely experience. And especially because I was single, you know, a single young adult, and it was just kind of a very lonely thing to walk through because all of my siblings were already married and they had their spouses for support and they had their kids to keep up with. And it just triggered me to say triggered a memory in me to say, wow, okay, you know, my dad, I mean, when you're single, that's still your immediate family. I hadn't formed a new family yet. And so that perspective for me was really a lonely experience to walk through and process.
How did you get through it?
You know, I think there were some elements of the, quite frankly, the supernatural. I remember standing after the funeral in front of my dad's grave, and I had been experiencing for a week or two just terrible heart palpitations, almost panic attacks. And I remember just crying out to the Lord and saying, Lord, you know, I'm alone here. I've never experienced this. I was so close to my dad, and just saying, God, I need you to help me get through. And I remember the next morning when I woke up, the heart palpitations had stopped and I never again experienced those. And so there was that immediate just like God saying, okay, I got you on this. The rest of it, honestly, was pressing into my community and realizing that, especially for single people, Bill, that the church has been built, you know, God puts the lonely in families, and he has given me a community of believers in my church and beyond who have walked through many things with me. And that's not, I don't want to say like, so married people just hang on to your families and all the rest of us do church. For everyone, because you can be lonely whatever your relationship status.
Yeah, without a doubt. I can tell you, when my father passed, it was a time I just I decided just to press into God. First of all, it was just realizing, you know, the thing that God had shown me right away upon his passing was that my father was, you know, he was dying of the mortal world, and God was bringing him to the eternal, and he was being birthed into the eternal. And that picture gave me a lot of comfort. But, you know, you go through the process, and my dad and I were very close, and just like you and your father were close. And I can tell you, I mean, it took me at least a year, you know, to, but even that year I held dearly because, you know, at times, you know, suddenly I would just start weeping. You know, just suddenly thinking about him, and even like right now talking about him, I mean, it brings tears to my eyes because I miss him. But the deal was that comforted me, even as it does at this moment, is that I'm grateful for the emotion and the feeling, because it just reminds me what a great dad he was. And, you know, and that God blessed me with the gift of this very special man that we call dad.
Well, and Bill, you bring up such a good point about the topic of grief, because I think too often Christians erroneously say, oh, well, we shouldn't grieve because this person's with the Lord, or they're in such a better place, or, and that's fine. And I think it's great for us to process that fact of, like, you know, both my dad and now my mom is with Jesus as well. She died after a long battle with dementia. I absolutely can rejoice in that fact, but it doesn't mean that I don't have my things to grieve, the loss of
that.
Like one big thing I had to grieve with my dad was a weird fact, and that was my dad would never be at my wedding because I was still, you know, I was single. And that was a loss that I had to process and I had to grieve, because that was something that I would never get back. And so I think it's very healthy for us to recognize, you know, and scripture says, you know, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. I think that was something that for me was very, to have friends and other family members say, Lisa, that is okay to recognize your losses and to grieve those. That's a process that we have to give time to and have to work through.
Are we grateful, you know, for the Word of God, you know, for moments like this? I mean, that you can turn to the Word of God and all the answers are there. The comfort is there, you know, to get us through the highs and lows of life. Gosh, I am so grateful for the Word of God and for God's people, as you say, because this is, this becomes a community effort. I mean, and I'm grateful for Jesus that he established the church. And when the church is healthy and it's operating the way that he intended it to operate, and I believe the church is now kind of, going through a rebirth process, so to speak, Lisa, because I'm starting to see where, some churches that are not appropriate, that are not adhering to the Word of God, God is filtering out. And the other churches who are stepping up and doing what God's called them to do, they're flourishing. And that is awesome. And that should be a reminder, for us all, is that, it is the healthy and good trees that bear healthy and good fruit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think we need to be very intentional about shoring ourselves up, not only in the Word of God, but in Christian community now. So when crises come, we know exactly where to turn. I mean, when disaster strikes or when death strikes in your family is not the time to go, oh, I better get serious about my faith and figure out what God has to say about this. I have a friend my age, I mean, whose husband just got out of the hospital after a horrible bout of COVID. He nearly died, a young guy. And she said, Lisa, if it weren't for God's word and me storing that up in my heart for years now, I would not have had somewhere to turn. I mean, it was just scripture and the body of Christ that came around her. She said, that is what got me through. It is the strength that we have in difficult times.
Well, and this is the issue of death, that we're all going to experience it. Nobody leaves alive. You know, it's interesting. A story of a friend, I will say, as he was passing, his wife at one point asked him, said, Bob, are you dying? And he said in his own inimitable manner, I don't know. I've never done this before.
So true. But the good news is that God has walked through, this with saint after saint throughout history. And so we can be confident in that. And we know, I know that even though both my parents are gone, it's radically shifted the way I do everyday life. I know I'm going to see them again. There's hope in that. I can be confident in that. And so now it's like, this is why I'm so grateful that God in Scripture talked about.
Gotta leave it there. From Focus on the Family, Lisa Anderson. Thank you, Lisa.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Never have, never will. He's still the same. We can count on that. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we're standing by for Andy Irwin. Andy is the director of the celebrated movie American Underdog. And it's going to be released today, even as we're talking, on digital. And it'll be available on DVD and Blu-ray come February the 22nd. And, of course, with that, the entire platform of where you can stream American Underdog will be available as well. Andy, of course, we spoke with Andy and John previously before the movie came out with much anticipation. A great story, you know, and as I've talked with so many people who have been able to enjoy the movie, you know, they're touched that it's more than a football movie. It's a great underdog type movie about the NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner. And, you know, even the way they treated him, because he wasn't even respected initially. I mean, you hear the comments of how they refer to him as Pop Warner. I mean, here he is. He's a grown adult and amongst professionals, but they didn't respect him early on, and he had to prove himself. And here he was. He had this vision of playing in the NFL and being a quarterback, and it just wasn't happening the way he thought. I mean, as you know from the story, I mean, here he's stocking shelves at a grocery store and ends up getting a break and you know, to turn over a football team to this unannounced underdog is just so exceptional. And look at what he was able to accomplish, in much the same way like a Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady, as we were talking about yesterday, I mean, he was chosen in the sixth round. They only go seven rounds. Chosen in the sixth round. So he was close to what they refer to as Mr. Irrelevant. And Mr. Irrelevant is the last person to be drafted on the NFL draft. So he was pretty much close to the end of the caboose there. And look at, of course, we know about Tom Brady's celebrated career and how he blessed us richly. And of course, such is the case, for Kurt Warner and his story, even that much more special because of his faith and because of his marriage. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, for people who are married and go see this movie, I mean, this will cause you to look to your husband and wife a little bit differently and appreciate, what teamwork means, even in a marriage, in a family. And I'll tell you, there was so much that the Irwins had to work with in terms of the story of Kurt Warner and his family, dealing with a son who had a disability. He was blind, and he was blind because his dad dropped him as a young kid. And the injury that he sustained was blindness. And Kurt, took him under his wings and, loved this kid and, supported him. And, you see this, some of the family dynamics. But I'll tell you, there is so much to talk about. And even with his, relationship, with his wife and how they, how they came together. I mean, here she was. She had been married before. Had a couple kids, and but Brenda saw in Kurt, and this is before his greatness, she saw in him the potential, and she really brought it out. And as he says, but for her, to cheer him along, and they have made, as a marriage, a formidable team that, and as Kurt would be very quick to tell you, that all these awards and glories that he got as an NFL player and now entering the Hall of Fame, and that it's really he and Brenda. It's he, Brenda, and the family that are receiving those awards. He doesn't claim them, though. People, without knowing and really appreciating the dynamic of this family and their marriage, they may assign, all the glory to Kurt, but he'd be really quick to tell you that, but for Brenda and but for the family, because they learned from each other, they supported one another. I mean, it really, like I said, it enlarges your capacity and appreciation for your family. So whether it's, first of all, your relationship with your spouse and how you're relating to one another, and are you championing one another? Are you, as the Bible would say, are you completing one another? And, this will cause you to take measure and really, consider, okay, is there something different that I can do for my spouse that I could complete them and, let them enjoy, this portion of the journey and this portion of life that you've chosen to journey together on, to where it is an immense blessing, for her and for anybody else that comes in contact with her or him because of a solid marriage. And this is, indicative. And I think it's the challenge and opportunity that we have in this country today. I believe husbands and wives are crying out for this kind of relationship. We've gone through, the battering and through the cultural moments that have beaten up, these solitary foundational bricks of life, like the family and our relationship with kids. It's all been challenged and, beat up in such a way. It's really been abused. I mean, the bottom line. And we're wondering, okay, what's going on? And of course, we're starting to see glimpses of revival, like for what happened in Loudoun County, where you've got the mother bears and even the papa bears coming together and said, hell no, you're not going to allow a educational system to come in and, supplant my responsibility as the leader of my family and as the primary teacher of my kids. Yes, you may have my kids a number of hours, but it is with a caveat that, number one, you'll do them no harm. Number two, that you will educate them, that they will be better, in the disciplines that are so critical for their future, like reading, writing, and arithmetic. Because guess what? These are the adults of tomorrow. And how successful they will be is dependent on what they're doing today in these classrooms today. And here they're getting lost in all this theoretical junk that is putting them at risk. I mean, and I find it quite, first of all, it's injurious, to say the least. And it's so arrogant of people to think that they have a better idea when it comes to education based on theory. There's no empirical evidence that critical race theory is the way to go, or these other things that are going on, when, you know, we know in practical application over the years that the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. I mean, let's go back to the early foundings of this country. Education was so important. There was the New England Primer. I don't know if you've had it. In fact, I have a copy here in my library. Little book, little blue book, about 72 pages in length. And I would dare say that the children with those 72 pages, that little booklet, were a lot smarter and better educated than the kids today that are exposed to billions of dollars, literally, of books and processes and everything else. And now they're getting basically dumbed down, you know, for what reason? And this is when, you know, you end up putting your conspiratorial tinfoil hat on. You go, what are they trying to dumb down my kids so that they can control them? And when you look at other countries, as I mentioned to you, you know, meeting these two gals last night, you know, from Venezuela, I mean, this is all part of the prescription. It's all part and parcel. You know, pack the court. They did pack the court. They went from 20, I think, from 20 justices to 32. And guess who the other, you know, the other justices that were handpicked by Chavez were? Very liberal and, you know, very much a part of, you know, the communist ideology. And so they packed the court. They took away all their guns. They took over education. They started teaching that Chavez was God, literally. I mean, it's amazing to hear the story. And when you look at what happened to Venezuela, where Venezuela was then and where it is now, it is so sad and heartbreaking. I mean, you see the beauty of that country. And as Liz Peek was saying, here you got one of the richest countries in the world, that the people are now, they're so starving that they're eating out of the back of trash trucks that Maduro, the current president, owns. How sickening, right? And it's no wonder that they're now migrating and trying to come into the United States. Sadly, too many illegally. That's the sad part, because we know when people come illegally, they have to operate in the shadows. This is just it's just a disaster as to what's going on. Here we are, this very, you know, you can say very supposedly intelligent country, rich with resources and opportunity, and we're mistreating people who come here that. You know, some need to be here for the right reasons. I get it. Some are here for all the wrong reasons. But that doesn't seem to be ferreted out whatsoever. And it's putting this country at risk, and it's compromising our national security. But that aside right now, be blessed. In the meantime, get your own copy of American Underdog, which is now available. It's now available on digital. And will be available on February the 22nd on DVD and Blu-ray. You will be greatly blessed. Andy Irwin and the whole team, and John, his brother, just did an excellent job, and you will be blessed greatly. Enjoy American Underdog.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.